Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Yo, yo, yo.
What's up?
What up?
What up?
Yeah, man. Little technical difficulties. Blog Talk Radio again. Yeah, man. Can't play the startup music, man. I'm not feeling that right now. Feeling that at all. Anyway, what up, everybody? What's going on? It's a big red brother being in the house. It is the menu on Blog Talk Radio. What is going on? What is going on? What is going on?
Nothing. Just chilling. Just finished eating dinner.
Okay. What was for dinner?
Empanadas. You know, it's for the special young boy's birthday today. That's what he requested. So, what I made.
Happy birthday. Boy, he's still a boy. I don't care how old he is. He's still a boy.
He's still a boy.
And not in a negative term, but he's still a boy. He's still a boy to me.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's how I go. Listen, he ain't over 25 yet. So he ain't there yet.
And, yeah, exactly.
You know, he got some more growing to do. You know, they all got some more growing to do. But
yeah.
You know what? He'll make it. They got to learn like everybody else.
Yeah, no doubt. What's going on, Red? How you doing?
Nothing, just chilling. Just trying to make it here in this thing we call life. Just looking around at, just some of these people. Like I said, some of these people just do things and they just don't want to, people going to be who they're going to be. That's the main thing that goes on in this world now.
Well, yo, I got a question.
Go ahead.
Yo, is there like a challenge that I'm not sure about or no one told me about? Like, how they do
one?
The ice bucket challenge? Yo, well, listen, I'm wondering if there's a challenge. And we spoke about this last week. But, yo, I've just been seeing it really extra now. Is there some new challenge where people start, as soon as the light turns green and traffic starts going, people darting across the street? last night when I was at work, I saw like six different occasions where I saw like the light turned green to somebody like trying to do this gazelle move across the street. Like, one lady just said, yo, I'm not running. I'm just walking. And I'm like, yo, it's a green. Like, you ain't got a license plate on your ass. Like, when the light was red, she stood on the corner. As soon as it turned green, she started walking across the street. I'm like, she got her colors backwards.
Listen, cross on the green backwards. And not in between. Remember,
well,
she ain't see that commercial.
She ain't see that commercial at all. Yo, I'm telling you, yo, people. Tell a friend, tell a foe. You gotta listen. I understand. Maybe you want to get somewhere. You gotta be somewhere. It's not worth your life. Like, if you really think that somebody behind the driver's seat may be thinking about, oh, I might get sued. They might not. No, they're not thinking about that.
They
especially
sure
nowadays, people. Somebody might be at the light text messaging and all that. And as soon as they see the green, they go. They ain't paying attention to you. Yo, stop it. Somebody tell somebody, yo, just stop it. Do not cross the street as soon as the light turns green. Listen, I don't know if this is some type of challenge that hasn't really, it's like some challenge that nobody's speaking about. They're just doing it. But,
no, ain't no challenge. These people are just who they.
Yo,
like I said, people gonna be just who they gonna be.
You can't feel that entitled to think that a car. First of all, a car don't stop on a dime, especially when they're taking off. So if you feel that entitled and think that you can't get hit, yeah, good luck with that. And I wish you well in your journeys. Because, you know, I just don't
exactly.
I just get it. Like,
I don't get it either. I've never been that type of person where it's like I want to get somewhere so fast that I'm putting my life in danger. I would no, absolutely not. I'm not putting my life in danger because it doesn't make any sense. It's not going to get me no closer to where I have to go that I got to dart out in front of traffic. That's going to slow it down because guess what? If I get hit, you know, I ain't going to make it to where I got to go. And guess what? The hospital is not where I'm trying to go right now.
Exactly. Yo.
That's not my goal.
Like, yo, I understand there are certain things that they put in place and things keep happening, but sometimes you just can't keep making excuses. Like, sometimes you just got to hold people to task. And I've seen people walking across the street looking at their cell phone.
Oh, yeah, they do
like,
that.
Like, wait a minute.
They do that on
like,
a regular.
You know, and I'm just like, really? Like, you really think that, you know what I'm saying, it can't happen? You can't get hit or something like that? And I'm like, yo, come on.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, yo, it was just too many times where I saw it where people just, as soon as the light turned green, cars start moving, and they start walking across the street, or they try to dart across the street. Yo, that's stupid. It's real stupid.
Yeah, it is stupid.
But yo,
like I said, that's stupid. Stupid people walking around this earth. They're very stupid.
Yeah,
very
real
stupid.
Quick, before we get into the topic, I got something that I want to get off my chest.
All right. I like that.
Okay, before we do that, once again, this is Big Red Brother B. The menu, Mind Your Mental on Blog Talk Radio. Guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. 347-324-3395. We are on Facebook at The Menu. Mind your mental. And, yeah. I'm trying to figure out, I'm trying to see how I can approach this. All right, so I'm at work.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 5:00 in the morning. And, you know, I'm doing a, you know, I do security, so I'm doing an escort for someone, you know, with my regular person. And we're in the store, and, you know, my technician is handling her business. Yo, why do these two dudes in the store, they're looking at me, and then they start doing karate.
To each other?
Yeah. Yeah, they started doing kicking, blocking, and but after, like, most of the moves, and then they start laughing, then they turn around, and then they look at me. And then they go back to kicking each other, and then they turn around and look at, like you ever see that? You ever seen Channel 5? Remember back in the day, Channel 5, with the karate flicks? And then they turn around and do like a move, and then they do this little smile, and then they look at the camera like, you know what I'm saying? That's my style.
Yeah.
Like, yo, they kept doing that. So I'm saying to myself, like, do you really think that's intimidating me? Listen, people, listen. Yo, I don't care, and this is me personally, and I think that's a lot of the issues that certain types of people in certain positions and some not in positions may have with an individual like me. Listen, you can't intimidate me. All that karate shit, that they was doing last night, like, it doesn't impress me. It doesn't intimidate me. It doesn't do nothing. Dude, you can have a dancing dog playing a banjo with a bandana on his head and a slice of pizza. It doesn't impress me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's people out there who are just like, yeah, okay. Like, don't think that certain things that you do are going to intimidate somebody because, once again, I will say, how intimidated are you if you feel you have to go that step to try to intimidate someone else? That shows your weakness.
Exactly. Like, what was there a purpose of y'all doing that, or you're just doing it as an intimidation? Are you doing it as an intimidation?
Yeah.
Why?
Listen.
Like, you in a store. Like go get what you got to get and get the hell out the store. I mean, I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't understand either. And the whole thing is, like I said, I do security, and my whole thing is like you. All I'm gonna say is, you may be quick, but you ain't that quick. And we ain't talking about hands on. So you can karate chop, and you can, you know, you can do whatever you need to do. Steven Seagal, Van Damme, Wesley Snipes,
I don't think they
want
to do
Bruce Lee. You listen. You can do all of that all you want to, but in the grand scheme of things, what does it mean? It's like what LL Cool J said in the song, how you going to go against the army with a handgun? You know what I'm saying? It doesn't make sense. It really doesn't make sense. Like, I really wish people would, like, start thinking again, start really using their brain, like, stop trying to be brave,
That's
stop trying
easy.
To show off. Yeah, I know. And it's just stupid. Because, like I said, to end my morning off, watching these two dudes do, like, karate on each other in a store. I'm in a pharmacy. In front of the store, inside the store, you're just kicking and chopping each other. And I'm like, wow. Like, if you're going to go that far, then, like, start messing up the store. Like, throw some milk on the floor, kick over some cookies or something like that. Like, really start kicking each other's ass. Don't practice. Like, you're going to fight. I want to see a fight.
Right, exactly.
But don't do that to make me feel like, oh, my gosh, like, these guys will kick and chop me and I'll be on the floor. No. I don't care about that.
Right, exactly.
So I just really, I tell that story to just say, listen, once again, if you feel the need to intimidate someone, just ask yourself, how intimidated are you?
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? There's no need. There's really no need, man. You ain't impressing Brother B with your foot skills. Now, unless you can do, like, river dance. Now, river dance is impressive. I've seen that before. River dance, that is extremely impressive footwork. Extremely impressive. I've seen that before, but. Otherwise, you know, and that to me, that's intimidating because the way they be moving their feet like that, me, I'd have tripped myself up and fell on the floor a dozen times. But, you know, that little Karate Joe stuff that they was doing, that don't impress me. I'm sorry.
Mm-mm.
But,
crazy.
You know, besides.
How many people are mentally mental? It's a lot of mental illness. You know, with that being said, it's a lot of mental illness going on around here that people didn't get taken care of, you know?
Well, I mean, I'm like, are they mentally ill or are they just ill in general?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It could be both. It could be both. I don't know. But it's sad. It's really sad. And I think the new mental illness that's going on makes it bad for the people who really need help.
Right.
Because
right,
there are people that, like, because stupid has become an illness all in itself. And I think that some people are confusing stupid and dumb with, like, mental illness. No. No, it's not. Like, there are people who really need help. But there are other people who are just beyond help.
And then
stupid,
you know,
and
what,
dumb,
they,
stupid and dumb, stupid and dumb, you're beyond help. Mental illness, you can get help. To me, that's
exactly,
different.
But see, the way they have it set it up now, if that is the case, then it's like these doctors try to put a label on everything. Like, if that person is doing, like, them two dudes are doing that, they'll say, oh, well, they have some, this new kicking disorder, and they'll put a name to it and say, well, that's why they were doing it, because that's why they're kicking, because it's a mental disorder in the back of the brain, and, you know, this side, left side, and that causes you to kick. You know, it's like, with some of these disorders, they are making, to me, they're making them. I'm not saying everything, but I feel that they make a lot of it up just to either prescribe medication so they can get paid. You know, that's a money maker right there. You know, the pharmaceutical companies, they're making a killing off of prescribing people things and giving them shots and doing this and doing that.
No doubt. So what? Those two dudes last night had a case of negrophobia?
They may bring that up in another couple of years. Oh, the negrophobia? Oh, yeah, that's the fear of...
Fear of Negroes.
Fear of Negroes. Okay, we're going to start giving shots out to that. Yeah, it's like, you know... I'm telling you, I'm just so fed up with certain things, with just, they put a label on certain things, and it's just like, no. Are you kidding me? Just like, you know, with I feel like even with ADHD and ADD, no, that's cool.
You don't want to pay some people, yeah, he needs your ass whipped.
You need your ass beat. That's not a mental disorder. That's because you're used to getting what you want, people letting you do whatever the hell you want to do, and because you don't get your way, then all of a sudden you start flipping out and acting out and pushing out. No.
Well,
that's
I think there may be a real disorder, or maybe they're mislabeling it, but I think some people use that as an excuse to, like, do dumb shit. Like, oh,
that's
I'm ADHD, so I can shit on the floor and smear it on the window.
That's just what I do.
Wait a minute, you ain't supposed to do that.
And like I said, they may be, like you said, I'm sure it is a real disorder, but now people are using it as an excuse. Oh, I got ADHD, that's why I cursed my boss out yesterday. Yeah, well, guess what, now you're unemployed.
But wait a minute. But then they'll go like, "Oh, I'm covered under the Disability Act, so now you have to pay me." You know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
Exactly.
That's the scam.
Yep.
That's a scam.
Unbelievable.
So wait a minute. To all you people out there that have negrophobia, make sure you probably try to work that into some type of law on the books, so that way you can probably like get time off from your job when black people are there. And you can stay home. I mean, maybe we could get phobias against everybody. Oh, I'm human phobia, like, you know, homo sapien
right.
phobia or something like that. I have a fear of humans. I'd stay in the house and I'll collect the check.
Right, exactly. And it's the truth. Just like I was seeing something on Facebook, and it was this woman, and she played like she was blind for years because she didn't want to be bothered with people.
You serious? Yo, you got to send me that. How do you play blind?
Playing like she was blind for years because she didn't want to be bothered with people. So that's what I'm saying. It's like, and I'm sure she was getting some type of money somewhere from something, and you know, I'm sure something was going in her favor for that, but it's just like, are you kidding me?
How do you do that?
When I find out, I will definitely send it to you.
Because that's crazy. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's beyond crazy. She needs to get that check, because there totally is something wrong. Like, you going to play blind for, like,
yeah.
more than, like, an hour? Like, I understand you doing that for a couple of minutes, but you going to play blind for, like, years? So you
yes,
won't have to deal
is.
With people? Wow.
Yeah, so she wouldn't have to deal with people. She'll have to talk to them. What kind of mess is that?
Yo. That's
I'm
absurd.
Telling you, these people be getting away with things, and I be getting mad because I'm like, damn, I wish I could do that. Shoot, I would love
yeah,
to do
know,
more.
Right?
What you say? I can't see.
Yeah, exactly. Deaf.
Ain't nothing wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Me, I just go around farting like, oh no, I can't, I don't
right,
smell
and they give you some pills. They
smell.
Say, oh, you know, he got a disorder, a flatulence disorder.
Yeah, your flatulence disorder. Like,
oh,
you know,
a flatulence
so that
disorder.
Way, yeah, nobody wanna be around me. And keep
that's
distance.
Right. So nobody
like,
can't be around within 10 feet of
you. I ain't got bad gas.
Nobody can be 10 feet of him. Yes, they give you one of those, you know, one of those things, the medical alert bracelet. So you have medical
yeah,
alert.
Yeah, exactly. So anytime you have a fart attack, you
no,
have a fart attack. It's not good.
Exactly.
It's not glowing.
I'm telling you.
Yo.
I tell you, people got all kinds of things going on, and You know what's so funny? I always tell my kids, like, you know, it those things work out for other people. Let you try it. Let you try it.
Yeah.
It
like,
don't
no,
work
don't
for
work.
You, but it works for other people.
For everybody, yeah, works for my own.
It works for somebody else.
Like, yo, I mean, listen, real quick before we get to the topic, like, listen, I don't knock anybody who has, like, allergies or this, that, and the third. But it seems nowadays, like, you can't even eat certain things around certain people. And it just makes me wonder, like, yo, what the hell is going on? Like, how are we moving? Like, years ago, anybody could eat peanuts around
right.
anybody. Now, all of a sudden, people just have peanuts. I was like, yo, what are they doing? And I remember there was a campaign. First, peanuts were good. Then peanuts were no good because of the cholesterol. Then peanuts was good. But the next thing you know, everybody started becoming allergic to the peanuts. So it's like, what the
mm-hmm.
hell?
Yep.
Well,
I don't know what's going on.
And, you know, and it's like peanuts. Like, we grew up just eating peanuts like they was nothing. Now, all of a sudden, it's like, it seems like it's like a major issue. And I'm like,
right.
It's like, my question is, how did it happen?
Right. Just like, yeah, exactly.
And I feel
exactly.
sorry. And I'm telling you right now, no doubt, I feel sorry for people who can't eat peanut butter and jelly. Peanut butter is a blessing. I'm sorry. Peanut butter. Yeah, you know, somebody
see,
just said, oh, peanut butter is nasty. How peanut butter be nasty, but I bet you eat a Reese's.
That's right, but guess what? But see, you stupid. But see, guess what? See how it worked out? Now, people, I can't eat peanut butter and this, that, and the other. So now, guess what they started making? Almond butter. This, you know, the other. I think it's just almond
butter. Cashew butter and all that.
Cashew butter, right? So now it's like they start making other things. You know, for people to, you know, for people to eat. And I think it still has peanuts in it, but. I don't know, for some reason, it's just, I guess that's maybe more for the vegan people, or maybe that's for you know,
you think the vegans,
gluten-free
the vegans
or whatever it is.
You think the vegans are trying to mess us up? The vegans are coming after the meat eaters.
Listen, my thing is this. The only thing I don't like with vegan, it's just like, don't try to make it seem like what you're eating is so much better than what I'm eating because I eat meat or I eat whatever or I eat something with an animal product. My life is ending tomorrow. No, that can go for anybody. I don't care if you go out there and get some twigs and start sucking on those. Guess what? One of them twigs can have a goddamn tick on it.
Okay. Uh-oh. I think it's time to slow down.
That damn twig can have a tick on it. So guess what?
you start talking about eating twigs and ticks. So yeah.
Listen,
I mean,
they might as well. They don't want to eat nothing with animal products in it. So guess what? You might as well get a damn tree bark off the tree and start chewing on that. Shoot. Like I said, it's something that's you know, good if you want it. You know, like I said, you know, it's maybe healthier.
Don't push it on people.
Huh?
I mean, listen, nowadays they push everything on everybody. It's like,
right,
it's all, that's what it's all about. It's all about pushing stuff on people.
Right,
people,
like, don't do
you,
that.
You got a lot of sheep out there who
rather
be herded instead of just actually being off on their own.
Right.
So, you know,
if that's a lifestyle, if that's something that you want to change as you know, as an individual, if you say, well, you know, listen, I don't want to eat nothing with, and, okay, but don't push that on people and make a person think because they ate a hamburger that, oh my God, you know, it's a cow. And listen, believe me, before you became vegan or even knew about a vegan, your ass was sucking down cheeseburgers, McDonald's, Burger King, and everybody else. So, like, stop it. You wasn't vegan all your life.
I became conscious.
Yeah,
and
like
I
you wasn't vegan
eating.
All your damn life. Like, stop that. Like, stop
I
it.
Became conscious of the real world.
Yeah, all right.
So on to our topic. On to our topic for the night. It's again community. What up, y'all? On Blog Talk Radio. So when did lust become love?
Oh.
And why is it okay?
Okay. Well.
Yeah.
Okay. When did lust become love? Well, let me see. I think when women started really, like, when, I'm not going to just say women. Let me not just say women. Let me rephrase that. When people, humans, started looking at flesh more than, like, feelings, or just like I said, flesh, instead of trying to get to know a person.
Mm-hmm.
You got big breasts, I love you. No. how you love me is I got big, like, what does, like, that doesn't make any sense. You ain't even know, you don't even know my name. All you see is titties, and that, and that's the only thing, that's now all of a sudden you in love, you want to marry me, you want to this, you want to that, and that. Yeah, okay, but guess what? You know, they're not going to stay there, they're not going to stay up forever. Eventually they're going to drop. Okay, I'm going to have a kid or two or whatever. But then guess what? You may see something else you might, like, that's bigger than what I have. Then next thing
you know,
you'll be in love with that.
Well, all right, check it out, because it's really going down on it's not like it was never on both sides, but it's like now, you know, on the side with women, where, like, women in society today have been getting a whole lot more say, a whole lot more burn and run on things. So I see, like, certain women posting stuff on Facebook or other, you know, social media websites where they posting, like, the beard gang and dudes with their shirt off and stuff, all this eye candy. And
right.
It's like, all right, it's cool. You know, it's cool. I get it. But my thing is that lusting of the flesh, you know, just like, oh, it's all about looks and everything. And mind you, now, men, most dudes, you know, are usually more visual. And, you know, they like to the eye candy and stuff like that. But when but when it really gets down to it, what captures a real man is the woman, you know, the individual themselves, you know, how they are, how they treat, you know, the guy. And I'm sure that happens vice versa. But how do we really know if we're in love if we're lusting first? Because once again, we're seeing, you know, we're seeing the aesthetics first. And especially nowadays, what makes it crazy is some of the aesthetics are not even real. And I have to go with on the women, the woman first. I have to go in on the chicks first, because the dudes, I mean, what they're going to do, they're going to put, like, a banana in their pants and walk around. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not the same.
I wouldn't be surprised about that now.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Would they put the sock
either
in the pants?
but you can't be walking. Listen, you can't just be walking in pants, walking around, walking the streets with sock in your pants or a banana in your joint. Like, you just can't. There's just certain things you can't do because you'll attract attention to yourself. Like, yo, come on. Like, seriously. Like, I can picture
like,
some lady walking up to a dude like, all right, is that a sock, or is that a sock, or is that your rock? Like, what's the deal? Like, what's going on? Are you happy to see everybody? Like,
right, exactly.
I don't get it. But now,
and
all
these
right.
days, you might get arrested for that, or next thing you know,
exactly.
He harassed me,
he
didn't even go nowhere near. But
yeah, exactly. He's like, he intimidates me with his bulge in his pants. But my whole thing is some of the women out here, fake eyelashes. You're going too hard with doing these implants and doing these surgeries and stuff like that. It's like, yo, listen, I'm not trying to get preachy and all that, but to the people who claim they believe in God, the Most High don't make mistakes. So for you to go out there and, like, redo up yourself because maybe you don't feel pretty, then to me, it's like you're telling the Most High you made a mistake. So you got to correct yourself. And I'm not with that. I mean, it's not about me, but I'm just saying it's just something to think about. You can't sit there and talk about you're a believer in a higher power, but yet you're going out there, oh, I got to get my breasts reduced, or I got to get this. Now, the breast reduction thing, I've heard stories, you know, to a degree I can understand. But when you start doing implants and then you start taking blood shots and then you start putting collagen here and moving fat from there and all this, and like, all right, that's
yeah, it's like you're doing too much. I you know, it's like it gives a false sense of reality. It, you know, and like I said, a lot of these young ladies coming up and even the young men, it's a false sense because they think that this is how a woman is supposed to look. Like for example, once again, look at Love and Hip Hop. When you look at that show, everybody looks the same. All the women look the same. Everybody got big old bitties. Everybody behind is humongous. Everybody's hips is humongous. Everybody looks the same. Everybody got all this weave. Everybody got weave. Everybody got the same makeup plastered on their face. It's like it's giving a false sense. And then these young men think that, okay, if I get a girlfriend, this is what she's supposed to look like every day. No. The girl is not going to look like that every day. I don't know what girl that is. Like I said, unless you're in a particular type of industry, if you're in a music career, if you're in entertainment, if you're even porn or whatever you're into, okay, she has to look like that every day, or she has to have that type of look because guess what? This is what she does. But if you're looking in your neighborhood, or you walk around your neighborhood, you go into the store, and you think you're going to get a chick that's going to look like that every day, that's not going to happen. You may catch her on that day, but you ain't going to look like that every day all the time.
But, yo, real quick, yo, remember the Jetsons from back in the day? Remember when they would get up in the morning and the mother. Yo, she would have to put a fake face on. Because she had to answer the phone or something, the TV calm or whatever. Like, she was like, oh, my gosh, I have to put my face on. And she put a fake-ass face on and then take it off. It's like, yo, this is what's going on. It's like, yo, listen, I don't equate love with looks. Like, it may look like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you may lust at it because, like you said, this is the stereotype or this is the look that's being sold. You got the eyelashes, you got the chest, you got you got the booty. You know, your skin is all smoothed out, tight dresses, slim waistline, all this and that. Like, this is what they say society dictates as this is healthy and this is what's good and this is what looks good and this is what it's all about. Really? Mm-hmm. Because over time, like you said, looks fade. And
absolutely.
People love the look first. They lust it. Because it's something like, oh, yeah, it looked good. I got to have that. Yeah, I got to, like you said, I got to have me that type of chick from Love and Hip Hop. I mean, and the whole thing is, it's not anything new. It's when we were young boys or, you know what I'm saying, even young girls, back in the days, you had little poster pinups or some of people like celebrities or whatever that you was really liking and they were looking good and all this and that, but that's not love.
Right, exactly.
And this is why
the word that you used earlier, eye candy. That's what it is.
Yeah,
it's eye candy.
You know what I'm saying? It may catch you at first and you kind of fall, you don't fall in love with it, you fall in lust with it because it looks good. It's like when you hungry and then somebody show you a picture of some baby back ribs or you know, like some fried chicken with mash on the side. You're like, oh my gosh. Or even a nice salad that's well put together. You're like, oh my gosh. You know what? I gotta have one of those. And then you turn around and you go get the salad and it doesn't really look like the picture.
Yep.
Or
yep.
It looks good. It looks good, but it doesn't taste as good as it looks.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we fall so much into the look of things, we're lusting. And we're mistaking it for love. That's why I think a lot of people are not staying in relationships nowadays because lust, that whole looks and all that stuff fades.
Yep.
All after a while, all that stuff fades. Because we're not getting to know each other.
Nope,
we're too
not
busy,
at all.
We're too busy. Some chicks are too busy looking at, oh, did you see his arms? Oh, did you see his chest?
Arms? They're
oh,
not looking
you,
at arms.
Oh, did you
no,
see
no, no, no,
his
no.
Oh,
wait,
did you
whoa.
See? Wait.
They're not even looking at that.
I know. I was about to get to that. I know. But yeah, some of them like, oh, did you see his package? And, you know, I've heard some chicks say, yeah, he may have a package, but he don't know how to use it. That's a damn shame. That's you got
yeah,
to.
They're going to still try to find out on their own.
Well,
these
yeah.
scandalous
I mean, listen,
things these days?
Listen, you got to do what you got to do. To each his own. But I'm just saying, why is it cool now to just be going from person to person? Like, when you just, you're no longer like, oh, I'm not in love. Like, dude, it wasn't, you weren't in love in the first place. Well, lady,
mm-hmm.
you really wasn't in love in the first place. Like, you was just saw something that looked good, and it was good for a minute, and now all of a sudden you're kind of tired of it. Because either A, is not visually as pleasing as it used to be, or you really see the realness behind it, or you figured out, like, yo, I'm not getting treated right.
Yep.
And now
absolutely.
All of a sudden, where you at? Like where you at? You went through all of this and all of that, and then turn around the person that you oh yeah, he looked good, but he ain't shit. Or she looked good, but she don't know how to make toast.
She don't know how to make toast.
Yeah, like
right,
really?
Exactly. Yep, that's
like,
the thing.
I mean, listen. Like I said, to each his own. Everybody, you know, has their own kind of their own fantasy of the type of woman or man that they want to be with. Some people's standards are high. Some people's standards are just whatever standards they are to themselves. But it got to get to a point where we have to stop letting society dictate, let society dictate what's going on, you know, in our relationships and in our homes,
mm-hmm.
you know, in our lives in general. Like, yeah, no, love and hip hop, listen, that ain't real. And the bit of that, what's sad is people know that it's not real, but yet they still have to kind of like, you know, I guess they emulate it because
mm-hmm.
it gives them maybe a sense of, it gives them an identity, so to speak. Like, some people can't find their own identity, so they got to grab onto something and kind of be like it. It's like, you know, back in the days, we used to watch these little movies and TV shows and stuff like that. Like, you watch Knight Rider, and then you wanted to be Knight Rider. Like, you watch, you know,
right.
you watch A-Team, and then you wanted to get a group of friends, and then y'all wanted to be the A-Team. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, you saw Jim and the Holograms, and it was like you wanted to start a little female rock band.
Right.
You know, I get it. You know what I'm saying? I get it. But now it's just taken to a whole nother level because it's not like you're just adopt trying to get the look, but you're also adopted taking along the nasty attitude with it.
Yep.
Because, I mean, I don't really watch those shows, those wannabe reality shows, and I'm not knocking anyone's hustle. But if you got to sell a stereotype to make money, then how good are you? Like,
you know
how,
it,
how,
and you're absolutely right.
Like, how good are you? Like who are you really? Like, because at the end of the day, those people that you watch on the TV, man, some of them take all that stuff off and they be like, oh, like I just want to be regular.
Yep.
But some of them live up to their own hype. And once again, I really don't understand how lust or just looking at somebody, like, how is that love? Like, how do you know you love somebody just by looking at them? Like, we've all heard that saying, oh, love at first sight. Okay. To a degree, that's different.
Mm-hmm.
To a degree, that's different. But once again, we live in a day and age where everything is visual. A lot of things are visual. Social media, you know, people putting up pictures and, they, you know, oh, my gosh, showing all types of
the
body
life.
Parts.
That's what it is. It's the likes.
So likes mean love.
Yeah, yeah. That's what it is. It's the likes. These people, that's what they thrive off of. It's the likes. It's like, oh, if I can, oh, if this person put the likes to all my pictures. You know that particular, like, say they have a particular guy or girl, whatever. Oh, she put all the likes to all my pictures. Oh, wow. So that means, you know, she trying to holler at me. No, it don't have to be necessarily that. Maybe they just like the way you look in the picture. Doesn't mean that person wants to holler at you. But then, like I said, it's the likes. They go off the like, oh, I got 100 likes on my picture. Oh, I got 30-something likes on my picture, or 40-something likes on my picture. So they equate that to, you know, oh, I'm the shit. I got all these likes on my pictures, and now that people, everybody must like me. Oh, you know what, let me go in her DM and start sending her pictures and hit her up and all this other stuff.
But mama, I don't even know you.
They don't care. That's what I'm trying to say. They don't
even know who you are.
Yep. Don't know name or nothing. Like I said, they just know your Instagram name. That's all they know about you. And they'll hit you up and keep hitting you up, but they don't know your name.
People call each other in the street by their Instagram.
They don't know your name. They just know the Instagram name. That's all they know you by. They don't know you as a person. And then when you on, you know, when you're trying to tell them that, listen, okay, well, if you want to get to know me, you know, let's try to meet up somewhere. Oh, you know, they give you all kinds of excuses, or they don't know how to go about that. They don't know how to go about it. So it's just like, you know, it's like I said, a false sense of, you know, reality, a false sense of, you know, you thinking that you're going to have, like I said, you can't have a relationship off of somebody that you hardly know. You can't. It's only going to be a booty call. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be a booty call. That's all that's going to be. All
right, now, okay, but see, now when that starts. Because, you know, some people seem to think that, now, okay, we got to go there. Some people seem to think that, you know, chicks and dudes alike, you know, once they put it out there, it means like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm thebomb.com and, you know, I was digging that back out, or, oh, yeah, I was, you know, I had him down on the, you know, I was riding him like a cowboy and all that. Oh, he loved me and all this. And I said, well, wait, hold on. Oh, she called me back, or he called me back. Oh, they in love. Like, no, that don't necessarily mean love.
That just means
they want to be, they want to get theirs off, or they want to be entertained. Doesn't mean love.
Exactly.
But you got some people out there that really seem to think that their whole physical encounter, listen, it's a physical encounter. Everything ain't intimacy. Intimacy is a whole lot deeper than just jumping in the bed with somebody.
Absolutely.
So we have to stop getting the words confused. You got to know the language. I will always stress, you got to know the language.
Right.
And jumping in the bed with somebody doesn't necessarily equate love or mean love to some people. But then you have others that really take it there like, oh, you know, we slept together and it was magical and I saw unicorns and, you know, I think we're going to get married. Like, whoa, wait a minute. Wait,
I think we're going to get married.
Like, whoa. And then, like, once again, this is not just women. There's dudes that be on that too. You turn around, you put it on. It's like, oh yeah, girl, I put it on him, and now he getting my car washed, or he changing my oil, or he just made me a cake. I put it on him. He loved me.
You stupid. He just made me a cake.
Yeah, he just made me a cake. He loved me. Like, wait a minute. Hold on. After a few times, depending on what you're doing, you know, the brainwashing is going let up. It's going to be like, wait a minute. I'm tired of making you cakes, damn it. Make me a cake.
Right,
I don't know
exactly
how to make cake. So wait a minute. The only thing you know how to do is just make it rain. That's all you
make
know how to do.
Make it rain and make it hot. Yeah.
Yeah, make it hot. That's all you know how to do. Like, damn, you know what? I'm out. Okay. You know, I'm back to reality. I'm gone. And see, that's the thing. We don't really invest anything emotional in each other because we're too busy looking on the surface. Like, what can you do for me physically? what can you do for me, you know, centrally? Like, that's what it's all about. That comes first. Everything else is second.
But you have to be taught that, too. You have to be taught that. You have to, a lot of that, and once again, I'm going to say it like I always say, it has to be taught from you know, your parents or from home. You have to be taught certain things. Like, once again, a daughter has to be taught certain things by her mother. Man, you know, a male has to be taught certain things from his dad. But now with the world that we're living in now, unfortunately, neither parent is doing anything now. I'm not just going to blame it on the dads or the moms. Or neither parent. I'm not saying, you know, not all of them, but neither parent is doing that at all because, you know, either the parent is not home to teach the child. And like I said, these children are learning a lot they're learning a lot from social media. This is where they're learning to deal with men and women socially. This is how they're learning. They're not learning from their parents because mom and dad is either not home or mommy's on Instagram showing off everything or dad is on Instagram showing off everything or dad, you see dad and he got 2 and 3 and 4 girlfriends walking through the door every other day or every other week. Or the son looks through the father's phone and he got 50 women and somebody, and then I'm sure out of the 50, 25 of them ain't got no clothes on. So it's just like a lot of this stuff has to be taught. And if you're not teaching your children that beauty is more than just what you're looking at, or you have to learn certain things when you're dealing with a person, just like you said, you know, you have to learn to be sensual with that person. You know, you have to learn certain things. But if these kids are not seeing that, then how are they going to how do they know? And then it gets to the point where women like me have to teach a grown man how to be a certain way. And it's like I shouldn't be, like I said, at this age over 40, I shouldn't be teaching a man certain things about me or my body or anything. I shouldn't be teaching you this stuff, or I shouldn't be having to tell you that. Listen, if you want to get to know me, take me out somewhere. I shouldn't have to tell you that. This is something that you should know already what you need to do.
No, because they want booty first. Gotta
right,
get
exactly.
The juice. Juice first. Juice.
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 But that's what I'm saying. It's like that's what they're looking at. It's like, oh, I want that first because I've seen you on Instagram and you're so beautiful. It's like cut it out with all that beautiful, pretty. Now, I don't need reassurance. I know what I look like when I look in the mirror every day. I know what I look, you know, I know what I see. But then they hit you with all that, oh, you're so beautiful, you're so pretty, you're this, and then as soon as they get with the program, guess what? Don't hear from you no more. Then all of that gets you know, thrown out the window. All that gets out, you know, out the window.
Well, okay. So, for women, I would like to ask.
Mm-hmm.
So, when does the line become blurred between love and lust? Like when does it become, because with dudes, it's kind of easy. They just see yams and they see, you know.
Super yams.
They see the yams in the front and they see the assets in the back. And it's like, oh, my gosh, like I'm marrying her. You know what I'm saying? Until they find out that she can't boil water. And then it's like, really?
Right.
You know, so, like, I kind of, you know, to a degree, you know, I get it with the dudes, because some of them can be simpletons when it comes down to just the physical. They look, they see, oh, it looks good, I want it.
Right.
They don't. Then some of them are not concerned about the intricacies of things. They just look in and they're like, hey, I want it. It's like a steak. Oh, the steak look good. It's hot. Steam coming off of it is juicy and all this and that, but as soon as they cut it and then they eat it and then like, oh, this don't. All right, well, it maybe it was the first piece that just didn't taste up to par because this
steak
looks good.
Piece.
Yeah, let me taste another piece and then another piece. Meanwhile, you're halfway. Next thing you know, you're halfway through the steak and you realize, you know, this damn steak ain't all that great. Garçon, bring me some chicken. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, whoa. Yeah. It's like, geez, bring me some chicken. And it's like, whoa, you can't do it like that. Like, you bought the steak. You can't just all of a sudden order chicken and say, I don't want the steak no more. You just ate half the damn steak already?
Right, exactly.
You can't do that.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
All right, so with women, I once again, with that, I think it's more of, once again, self-esteem. Because, like I said, they see this guy, oh, he got muscles, he, you know, packing and all that other stuff. It's like to me, and this is not what I see now with women, it's like they're getting like how the men are. They see the eye candy. Oh, he got, like I said, he got the muscles, he look good, he this, that, and the other. But then you get what you want at the guy, or you sample him, or whatever it is, and you get a taste. And then guess what? He got anger issues. You ask him a question and he goes off. So it's like, all right, well, okay, maybe he just did that one time.
He
oh, no,
thinks.
Then another situation come up and he go off again. Oh, maybe that's just the second time or whatever. Third time around, now he didn't put hands on you. You didn't see that sign from the first time? But you so desperate
yeah.
for this man... that you ain't thinking about that. You understand?
Sure.
So it's like, it's the same thing, or just like you said, if you know, you so with this guy and all this other stuff, and you see him, he look good, but then as you starting to deal with him, and once again, some of these women, they move the man in after a week or 2 weeks or whatever, you move the guy in, then guess what? You going off to work, and he laying up on your couch. Bye, baby. See you later. And you say, well, hey, can you go to the store? Can you fix this? Can you do that? You come back home. Guess what? Nothing's done. Because guess what? He on Instagram looking for the next place to stay.
Yeah, you see, you know, I mean, I hear a lot of, I have to hear that a lot. You know, a lot of women out here talking about, oh, he come to my house, or he got to go, or he ain't do nothing, he do this and this. I like, listen, my thing is this. You let him put the meat on you, and he dug you out, and, you know, or let's just be a little neater with it. You know, you guys had great sex, and
great
you saw stars. Yeah, you saw stars and stripes, and, oh, my gosh, I'm going to bring him home, and he's going to meet my parents and my dog and things of that nature.
Parents and my dog.
And, that's it? Like, is that, that's the reason to just move somebody into your house? That's the reason to, you know, try to get somebody, you know, bring somebody into your life?
Yeah, because you
want
that every day.
Just because of this thing. Yeah, okay, yeah, you may want it every day, but is it realistic? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not love. That's not love, man. That's
exactly.
not love. That's, you know what I'm saying?
I get a piece of that and he give it to me now, you know, if I move him in my house, I could have that every night. And then guess what? He going with the game too. Yeah, girl, you know, I could lay this pipe on you every night. You want this? Yeah, I could give this to you every night. Next thing you know, he's leaving his drawers. He's leaving a toothbrush. Next thing you know, he done gave his mama your address. And yeah. But then guess what? Yeah, he laying that pipe, but then he's not doing anything else but doing that. And looking pretty for the next chick. Because guess what? He going to be on Instagram and Facebook looking for another place to stay, because he know that's not going to last. Because you're going to find out eventually, unless you dumb, that he don't know how to do nothing else.
And see, then flipping it back to some of the chicks. All right, listen. You know, you're parading your goodies all over the place. Do you really think that this dude is going to take you that serious? Now, hear me when I say it. If he saw you on Instagram with your ass out, titties out, or you just wearing some provocative clothing, do you really think that can keep a man? A real man. Not a boy. Not a dude. Not some gigolo. Like, do you really think that, do you really think the eye candy is going to keep a man?
Yeah, these days it does.
But those ain't real men.
Definitely.
Real men have a certain level of discretion, just like real women do. And the whole thing is this, is like, I don't need everybody to see what I got unless we taking a picture together. But still in all, I don't need everybody to see what I have. I don't need everybody to see your chest. I don't need everybody to see your ass. If you wearing a nice form fit dress, let it be tasteful. But some out here are going a little overboard. And once again, they're on Instagram. They're taking pictures all the time. And they're just showing stuff that they shouldn't be showing. Some of them have their kid in the goddamn background. And I'm just like, are you serious? So what do you think that says to someone? That doesn't say love. It may look good because a dude will say, oh, I would love to smash that.
Exactly.
You lusting to smash that, but that ain't love, bro.
No.
That ain't love. Love is a keeper. You know what I'm saying? Love is going to be something like, listen, all right, you broke my toilet. I still love you. Oh, what? Oh, you stink. you farted.
I still love you.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Love is like what? How did you burn ramen noodles? All right, baby, I still love you. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's love. Love ain't, you know, just getting the juice and then be like, all right. You keep getting the juice and then what? Then what's next?
Unbelievable.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it is. It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
So, hold on, 6947, you're on the air with the menu and you're kind of loud in the background. What up?
Hello.
Okay. I guess the call dropped. Call dropped that quick. But okay. So I mean, yeah, that's just the thing that I'm finding. Like, you can't really think that a dude is gonna wanna keep you around or take you seriously if you're showing your ass to everybody.
Nope.
And to the dudes, you sitting up there taking your shirt off and you posing. Like everybody's fronting. Like, stop fronting, man. Like, who are you fronting for? First of all, like,
who are you fronting for?
Women on there. No. You know what? I got something. I got one better. Are they fronting for the women or are they fronting for those likes? Because are those likes an esteem booster?
Shoot, some of them might be fronting for other men. How about that?
Mm. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's deep.
But I mean, I think it's both. I think they do it for the likes and for the females. Because once again, like I said, if you got, let's just say you got the majority of your likes from the female. So guess what? Now you got your choice of who you could start gassing to get what you what you want. Oh, she liked my picture. Like I said, she liked my picture this many times. Well, every picture I put up, she liking. Everything I put up, she liked. You know what? Let me start inboxing her. Let me start DMing her and see what's up. Let me see where her mind is at. Then guess what? Oh, how you doing? It'll start off as the how you doing and da 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 da. Next thing you know, oh, well, I'm sitting here just taking pictures of myself. Okay, that's nice. Oh, well, you want me to send you a picture? Oh, sure, yeah. Next thing you know, Here come the pipes all through six or seven, not just one picture, two, three, four of them, different angles, all this other stuff. And then, like I said, depending on how she responds, oh my God, oh yeah, oh that's good, I want a piece of that, this, that, that. Yeah. So guess what? He there he go. Now he know he in there already, and it's just, the only thing left is to do. Let's do the meetup. Where you live what state you live in, because you know they even do the state to state. What state you live in? I'll come see you.
You know what gets me red? This is what gets me. Lust mistaken the whole lust for love thing. What gets me about that is once you fall out of lust, you know what I'm saying? Once you fall out of lust, it's never really the right amount of time to actually see what a person is really worth. I mean, listen, you have some people that make mistakes. You know, some people that are not really, and they do relationships, but they're not really relationship minded.
Right.
Sometimes we don't take the time to find out or really look deep into the individual that we're dealing with, because once again, we're too busy lusting, thinking that it's love. And once again, love takes time, but also love is one of those things where you kind of, well, I'll look past this or I'll look past that because I know this is a good person or I know this person is good for me. Once you fall out of lust, it's like you lose interest. And then it's like you, and that could be like in like 6 months. That could be like in a year.
Mm-hmm.
But did you really take that time to know the person or get to know the person that you were dealing with? I don't know because who really knows, because how much lust was involved? You just kept looking, or you kept getting the juice, or you kept getting hit with the meatloaf every night, and you know, just that's all you was focused on. You wasn't focused on anything else. You wasn't focused on anything else. You were just focused on, you know, boom. This is what I'm doing. This is what I'm doing and how I'm doing it. You never really take time to know who people are because you're too busy looking at the ass and the chest and you're looking at the crotch.
Yep.
And you're getting the fun out of it, but at the same token, it doesn't mean that they have some type of substance.
It's ridiculous. I'm telling you, it's just I don't know. You know when we're going to when we're going to get back to the, like I said, the court, like, you know, like we always talk about the courting thing or just trying, like I said, just dealing with somebody. Okay, like I said, it's nothing wrong with looking at someone and saying, okay, that person is a, you know, looks a certain way or whatever, and you want to get to know them. But nobody says that. Like I said, it's not about that. It's no more getting to know them. It's about, I want to smash that, and I'll get to know you after that. But what if I don't want to get to know you after? Maybe I just want to do that, and now you're getting on my nerves.
Well, the whole thing with one-night stands, they ain't what they used to be, because, like, people try to catch feelings a little too quick.
Oh, yeah, exactly, and that too. Oh, my God.
And once again, that goes back to the thing of, like, love. Catching feelings ain't love. That's not love. That's just you, once again, going lusting. That's you just being like, oh, my gosh, you know, I haven't, like, it's like Cookie Monster has been eating salad. And, you know, Cookie Monster's M.O. is not eating salad. But then turn around, somebody gives Cookie Monster a cookie. He's like, oh, my God, I had the cookie. It's the best cookie in my life, this, that, and the third. Because Cookie Monster has been deprived of eating cookies.
Right.
So when he gets that one cookie, he just start going in. Might save a little piece for later. Who knows? But the whole thing is you can't really, you got to be careful getting caught up on your feelings, man, because your feelings, it's just for the moment. With some people, it may last. I don't know. It depends on how good everything is going. But initially, you know what it's about. People getting caught up in their feelings, people feeling good because somebody's watching them and they got somebody to talk to and they're not boring right now. You know, they got somebody to take them here, take them there. But then next thing you know, it's like, once again, what do you do to keep the person? What other attributes do you have?
Right,
what else do you bring
you
to the table?
You got to keep the interest. Listen, even when you try to keep the interest, like, you know, it's like, come on, like I'm trying to work with you here. I may not necessarily want to be with you, but I'm trying to, you know, I'm just trying to keep your interest so this way maybe something will develop. But, you know, it's like that doesn't work either. because once again they start getting on your nerves. on your nerves after a while.
And then once again, now that's not lust. I mean, that's not love, because you know, when somebody get on your nerves, somebody that you love get on your nerves, you be like, all right, you getting on my MF and nerves. But you know what? You know, I'll tolerate you for a moment. Just go in the other room. Or just get away from me for right now. Lust is like, what? Are you getting on my nerves? You listen, I'm out. I'm going.
You're right,
I'm leaving. I'm packing my lunch. I'm packing my lunchbox and going to somebody else's diner. Like, that's all. Yeah, that's what it is. That's really just what it is. I'm getting, you know, being a parent of a teenager, and I know eventually she's going to be going through it. I don't want to have to do a whole bunch of explanations and talking, even though I know I'm going to have to.
Mm.
Yo, I try to subtly tell her without, you know, being too, you know, I guess straightforward about it. But it's like, yo, you got to be discreet. Like, just because, you know, you see a boy, you may like a boy, like, don't think y'all going to be together forever.
Right.
Like, this is, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's going to be many other rodeos after this. But the thing is this, protect yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, some boys will say whatever they want to get in the drawers.
Yep, they sure will.
But, as soon as you give in, you exploit a weakness. See, some people don't see it like that, but it's like you exploit a weakness that other people can just take advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, some dudes would be like, oh, yeah, she a hard nut to crack. Now, some dudes find that as a challenge, but sometimes it's interesting how it may work out later on down the road, because some dudes will be like, you know, I'm up for the challenge. If you really want me, then you're up for the challenge. You earn it.
Right. But, yeah, just like, you know, that's what I mean by, like that's another thing that women, like I said, this is why it's like that, too, because women have made it easier for that to happen. They've made it easier. That's why, you know, men don't seem to make any effort. That's why they don't make an effort. They do the bare minimum, and they're like, oh, I could get a woman easy. All I gotta do is show my junk. And guess what?
Well,
bam.
Sometimes, I mean, all right.
It's like they do the
now,
bare minimum. Once again, that's why the courting thing is not even in the equation. No, well, because they feel that all they have to do is do the bare minimum, and you know what? I could get me a woman.
Well, yeah, well, of course, because you know what? All right, this is the sad part. You got some women out there, it's like, all you got to do is throw some money on them. Or they got, or drive a nice car, pick them up from work a couple of times or whatever, and then all of a sudden, oh, yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they're giving it up. Once again, it's all about valuing yourself. And now, listen, I understand some people be itching for a scratch. Listen. You should just have a designated person to be scratching that itch. Like, you shouldn't let anybody just scratch that itch like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but it used to be
because
like that, like years ago.
Yeah,
it used to be like that.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't, and to be honest with you, I really don't know what happened. Like, for
so,
now, I'll just call.
Can you
know,
say
for now,
media?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, but right now I'll just call them the designated survivors. Like, do you just have that designated survivor that you go to? Just like, all right, like, all right, like, this is what we do. Keep it in perspective, and that's that. And it's like, all right, cool. But now you're going from designated survivor to Taken to The Flash to DC Legends of Tomorrow. Like, you're going from show to show.
Right.
Like, you're not sticking with just one show. You're just going from show to show. And I think people are just looking for something better. It's like a different version of drugs. Like, you know, somebody, like, I've never been on any drugs like that. But one time someone described it as, it's like your first time, and it's like you get so high, and then you keep going back trying to look for that same high that you were. So I think that's kind of what it is when it comes down to the sex. Like, they're looking for that, you know, oh, I got wild this time, I want to get wild again. Because, yo, 9 times out of 10, yeah, dude may smash you good on Monday, but Tuesday, he might be tired. Wednesday, he might be sleep. Yeah, Tuesday, he might be tired. Wednesday, he might be having attitude. Thursday, he just might not be on his A game. Friday, he may have a drink, and he may be ready to rock. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it's, I'm sure it's the same thing with women. Like, everybody can't function the same way every day. Like, some people think, like, oh, he smashed it on Monday, he smashed it on Tuesday, he smashed it on Wednesday, he smashed it on he smashed it the same way all the time. But, okay, sometimes you get tired of that, because was there any variation? Was there anything different? Did you just get smashed? Like, what else was going on?
Right, yeah.
You know, sometimes people just get caught up as, like, you know, it gets, like Eddie Murphy said in the stand-up, like, the same old cracker. It's the same old thing. We you know, sometimes we become complacent, and then other times we're just not. We're just not satisfied.
Right.
And that's the whole thing is, in a lot of cases, a lot of people nowadays are just not satisfied. They're not satisfied because they don't really know what they want.
Yeah.
It's like, you know how many times you go, I've done it too. You go to a fast food joint, and the menu is the same as it was yesterday. The day, standing there for 5 minutes, I don't know what I want.
Yeah.
It's the same cheeseburgers. No cheeseburger, fried. It's the same damn thing. How do you stand there and be like, I'm not sure what I want?
Well,
it's the same thing. Listen, the menu didn't change. They may have a special, you know, a 2 for $3 or something like that, but it's the same damn thing.
Yeah, I don't
like
know.
How many different variations of a bacon cheeseburger you gonna have? Hey, all right. Oh, wait a minute. We put the bacon closer to the bread than on top of the meat. So,
wait.
You know,
maybe they twisted turkey bacon. Maybe they twisted.
They put turkey bacon. Oh, we got a turkey bacon special. It's
a
still
turkey
bacon, but it's just turkey. Yeah. Now we got chicken bacon.
I don't know. It's crazy. It's crazy. I don't know what's going to change. I don't know if it's going to change, but maybe it might revert and go back. You know, like, some things are coming back in style, so maybe dating and courting and you know, things like that will come back in style. Maybe. I'm hoping that it does for, like, the next generation on. But once again, you know, you have to, like I said, these things have to be taught, you know, and, you know, whether you have males or females, you have to teach kids certain things. You have to teach them things, because once again, they're not going to say kids. They have to socialize. They have to be adults. They have to socialize. You know, as teenagers, they have to socialize, and they have to. You know, once again, you have to teach them that you don't have to be what you see on TV or what you hear on a rap song or what you see on social media. You don't have to be that. It's not that you're being corny or you're corny because you're not hitting that girl because she looked like this. You don't have to be there. You don't have to deal with the girl that you know, looks with all the weave that she could buy up in New York and the plastic face. How about you just go with the girl that, okay, she got a little bit of makeup. I mean, she got just lipstick on. Okay, she got natural hair, you know, her natural hair. It doesn't always have to be all that weavy wonder and you know, all that mess on the head all the time. She got natural hair. Why you just can't deal with that? You know, she don't have to be light skinned, because that's always a debate as well. Is you know, skin color as well. You know, She doesn't always have to be light skinned. There's nice brown skinned girls, you know, dark skinned girls that are very beautiful. You don't have to, you know, always have to be, because, and like I said, that's what you see a lot on social media also. And like I said, once again, but that's been happening from when we was younger in the videos, that all the girls have to be light skinned and long hair, curly hair, and everybody got to be, you know, light and bright, and it's not always about that all the time. But you see it changing up a little bit now.
Yeah, well, but that's what, see, that's what society sells.
Mm-hmm.
Because they tell you that the women with the straight hair look good. You know, the
right.
Women, because see, society sells the lust. They give you this image, and they sell you the dream. So the
right.
woman with all the hair, the straight hair, is the better looking woman. The women that, you know, have no waistlines and they all slim, those are the women that, you know, are better looking. The women with the clear skin, the, you know, this and that. But, you know, in all reality, how many shows have you really seen where they have these women that are looking all sexy and all this and that? Do you ever really notice how many of them are really, like, in the kitchen cooking? Like, or being nurtured, like taking care of their kids and stuff. Like, how many of them are really doing, you know, certain things, like, to make themselves seem productive? And it's the same with dudes. Because, you know, if you notice in some of these shows, a lot of these shows, really, you know, they always have the dude with the six-pack, oh, I'm going to save you, and this, today. Everybody's looking
right.
a certain way. You know, the guys with the, you know, the law enforcement, and they look in a certain way. They're able to jump over three fences and then roll under a car and look all dashing and stuff like that. Like, this is the but they never show them being, like, really kind, or there's no real human quality to them. It's just, like, it's the same old aesthetic. They're just saving people. And you're looking good doing it, and you get the looking woman at the end of the day. And then
right,
that's that.
Exactly.
No,
that's
same
right.
old story.
Yep, all the time.
You know.
All the daggone time. Don't make no sense. Well, I hope it change. I hope it change up.
I mean,
I hope it change up.
Listen, it all depends on the direction of where we, how we want things to go. I mean, we haven't, as people, we haven't made that conscious decision. It's like, once again, I hate to go back to it, but I think it's the best analogy that I've seen in a long time. And it's like when, during the first Matrix movie, homeboy was sitting down eating the steak, and he said, I know the steak isn't real, but yet he's still eating it. And that's the thing. A lot of us know that certain things are not real, but yet we still continue to indulge.
Uh-huh.
What does that say? What does that say about us? Like, we know certain things are fake. We know certain things are just not good for us, but yet we still continue to indulge.
Yep.
And then we want to use the excuse of, like, oh, well, I'm only human. Like, no. Like, you have a brain. You have you can choose to be conscious and unconscious. You know what I'm saying? And why?
But why would I want to use my brain?
Well, see, that's the, well, see,
why
but
would
that's
I
the problem.
Use my brain?
That's the problem. That's why I invite everybody to watch that. What was that cartoon movie? It was called WALL-E.
WALL-E.
It was a movie. Yeah, WALL-E. Yo, it was deep.
Oh, I remember that movie.
Yeah, it was deep. Because basically, like, it fits the mold of where we're going. This is where we're going, man. Like, we're not using our gray matter as we should.
Nope.
But we're not. Like, we're just letting technology and everything take over. Like, real quick, someone was telling me how they were watching. They were watching. They had some car company had did the first robotic car, like the car that can drive itself. And apparently, someone had appeared out of nowhere, and the car hit him and killed him. And my thing is, whose fault is it? The person that was walking in the road or the car that can drive itself, even though there was someone in the car? Why do we need to make stuff to make us lazier?
Right, exactly.
Why do we have to go back telling a false image? Caller number 3103, you're on the air with the menu. What's up?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I just want to say quickly, as someone who immigrated to this country, I feel like a lot of Americans could try to have maybe a different perspective of how they view things in their country. Like, I feel like Americans have this mentality that somehow the grass is greener somewhere else, or that, like, when in reality, Americans live in the greenest pasture that has ever existed in the history of mankind, and it's never been this good. You have more opportunity here than anyone else has ever had. You have more freedom here than anyone else has ever had. And millions of people risk life and limb to get here because they know once you get here, if you're willing to work hard, opportunities are endless in this country. And there's more ways to come up financially here than there is anywhere else, even without having an education. I mean, it's incredible. And it's kind of heartbreaking to see how many Americans have this, like, woe is me mentality of, oh, I'm oppressed, or I got it hard, or it's rough. And I'm like, no, you don't. You don't even know what oppression is. It's like in America, what you think is bad or hard, to most people in the world, is considered good or easy. I mean, what you guys even classify as poverty, that's like middle class or upper middle class for like 80% of the world. And it blows my mind. And I kind of see why so many Americans are like not really doing anything and kind of stuck financially, because it's like, if you have this mentality of not appreciating the opportunities that are in front of you, you're not going to maximize your potential. You know, I just wish people would see things differently and they would realize what's in front of them.
Well, you know what? I mean, you make a valid point, a very valid point. And what's your name, sir?
Name's David.
David, how you doing, David? This is Brother B, that big red on the menu. You make a very valid point, but you know what? There's the word that I like to use, is spoiled. People have become spoiled, and people also look for something that they can have that they don't want to work for. And see, I think people start to fall in some type of, you know, woe is me attitude because they can't get what they want because someone else is not going to get it for them because they don't want to have to get it themselves. It's a lazy, you know, mentality that a lot of people have. And then, yeah, there's some people that come to this country. A lot of people come to this country, actually, and they try to get 100% out of whatever they can and make a life for themselves. But then you have other people that just sit back on the sideline with the woe is me attitude and then turn around and they're like, well, you know, I don't think that's fair that they're getting this and I'm not getting that. But then the same token is like, did you work for it? See, it goes into the work ethic. And it's just like the whole love and lust thing. People want to have good things, but some of them don't want to put in that work to get it. And that's where the love comes from, because love is work. If you really want that, if you really want something or you really appreciate something and you love it, you'll work for it. But people just rather lust and just have it for the moment and keep it moving. And I think, you know, like I said, you were spot on with what you were saying, because, I mean, I haven't been out of the country, but, you know, I speak to a lot of people. I hear stories and they're like, and I'm like, wow. Like, a lot of people don't know what it is to, like, not have running water. A lot of people don't know what it is to not be able to eat off of a plate or use a fork. These are things that people in this country take for granted. But once again, it goes back to the conscious level. Some people don't want to be conscious of that because they're too busy living in their own bubble. It is sad.
Yeah, that's well said.
But we put that lust. Once again, it's like you see that cheeseburger and it looks good in the picture, but as soon as you bite into it, it's like, wow, this burger don't taste as great as it looks. And sometimes this is what America can be to some people. It looks good, but it's the taste. And what's sad, there are more people that come here and they get a better taste than burger, even though the burger don't look good, but to the people that live here, they're just looking for the good-looking burger. And they don't care how it tastes.
Right. Yeah, that's really going
on.
And I was wondering, if you try to target the source, I think I figured out where the source of a lot of this is coming from. I thought it was coming from a lot of places, coming from one place, and one particular ideology. And it's the Marxist, socialist / communist mentality that's infected this country since the 1960s. And I've noticed that it's taken over the education system, it's taken over the media, it's all over Hollywood and all this. Like, you've noticed that how all the celebrities and most of the people involved in entertainment, a lot of the people in high levels of education, both especially in the university level, not only the teachers and the professors, but even the administrators, they all seem to have the same sort of far-left ideology in general. You ever notice that? They all have that in common? And it seems they're the ones that are controlling the way of thinking in this country.
Well, because you know what? What's that saying? Oh, live for the moment. No, don't live for the moment. Live for life. See, we once again, we're in love, this country, and sometimes the world, we're in love with living for the moment, which, listen, what happens after the moment? Like, so you know that saying, oh, live for today because, you don't know if tomorrow will ever get here. Or what happens when, what do you do when tomorrow gets here? Then what? What's your plan? A lot of people don't plan for tomorrow. Or the proper people don't plan for tomorrow. Because you have some people, like you said, with their ideology, they think about stuff way in advance. But it's this disproportionate because it's all about them and it's not about everybody else.
But
so
you get what I mean
doing?
By saying, like how they're basically selling this idea. And this is what I see primarily is that, like you said, Americans are starting to want something for free. Like they're thinking, well, if I vote this group of politicians in, they'll give me free health care, or I'll get free housing, or I'll get free college education, or I'll get some type of crumbs off the table for the government if I vote in these politicians that allow the government to then go in and control more and more of the economy. Like the idea that Americans all of a sudden are okay with the idea of the government taking over health care, not realizing that's 1/6 of your economy, and that you're just going to give that kind of power to the federal government, it's like, wow. I mean, it's like Americans, it's like they forgot history. It's shocking. It's like you don't realize that your rights are being taken from you, but you're being told that we're going to take these things away, but in exchange we're going to give you, quote-unquote, free benefits, but you don't realize what you're exchanging it for, and that one day Americans are going to wake up and you're not going to have the same freedoms you once had, and you're going to be completely dominated by this all-powerful government that has nothing left to restrain it. And
True. I don't mean to cut you short, but we're about to get cut off. Show's almost over. David, thank you for calling, and we appreciate your input. Big Red, hey, it's definitely been a good episode. And to everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio Land, we'll get back to you next Sunday. You ready? You there, Red?
Yeah, I'm here.
Thank you again, David, for calling in, dropping that knowledge, and we'll catch you next week on the menu.
Next week,
another
guys.
One in the can. Peace.
Peace out.
Later.
Later.